Everyone, welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis. Today, we're gonna talk about wall ovens. And this is really gonna be wall oven 101. It's kind of it's a really big category. So we're gonna move a little quickly here, but if you have questions, definitely let us know. And we'll definitely dig deeper into some of these segments into kind of its own separate episode. So 101, what I mean is we're gonna talk about, you know, really wall oven placements, dimensions, what are the options of wall ovens, that sort of thing. So kind of just kick it off. Let's talk about placements first. Like, where can you put a wall oven? Obviously, there's the obvious wall placement, but what else is there?
Yeah, I mean, so you obviously you can put it in a wall. You can put it under a counter.
Mm-hmm.
And those are really two places. If you're asking about a wall oven,
yeah, right.
You need it in a cabinet.
Yeah.
So under the counter or not. I would say this, the considerations here when we're talking about it. Wall oven in a wall in a main cabinet can be higher,
yeah.
Less bending. 3 out of 5 Americans have a bad back. Less bending is better. Easier access day to day.
And that kind of is the benefit almost of a wall oven versus a range in general. It's kind of nice, easy access into it without bending over. So now you're talking about
under a counter.
Correct.
And under a counter is a popular option. We see clean, mm-hmm. linear, transitional, nice aesthetic. A lot of people ask about it. Designers, architects show it a lot of times in magazines.
Yeah.
Functionally, it's not the ideal because it really, you got to think about, you need space. Well, two things. You want to make sure either way that it could work physically within a cabinet. Approved that the counter, the cooktop and the wall oven work. More often than not, in this one case, you are going to match brand to brand because if they do fit, it'll spell it right out in the mm-hmm. dimensions that it will fit with its wall oven. It's matching cooktop and wall oven will work. But second to that is you got to think about how low it's going to put it because you have physical electric connections if it mm-hmm. was an induction or an electric top or gas if it's gas connections. It really ends up putting that wall oven truly almost on the floor, right at that toe kick.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really down there. Now,
and some brands even go kind of deep into the toe kick a little bit. Yeah.
So you really got to think about that. Again, yin and yang, form and function. Mm-hmm. How often do you use it and is it going to be functional? Now, more often when we put it in under a cabinet, you got to think that it's either in an island or it's on a cabinet run of cabinets down mm-hmm. low, but you might most times have an island right behind you. So you want to think about if you're going to do that, door swings. I have a very specific opinion on that. I think if you're going to put it under the counter, you want to do a side swing door
mm-hmm.
Or some type of French door. So side swing, literally that it swings open like a cabinet door or the type that they're split in French that they split in the middle. So brands to consider, GE Cafe, Blue Star have French doors.
Yep.
Side swing doors, Bosch, Thermador, Gaggenau.
Yep.
There's brands like that with side swing doors. I really like the side swing door because what it at least allows you to do is when it's low is to have full access up close to the wall oven.
Right.
If you think about if you have a classic pull down door and you're low on the counter, you're either at the island bumping into your rear cabinets or at the rear cabinets bumping into your island. Most cabinets minimally are set. The island is set at 39 inches off mm-hmm. the run of cabinetry. But if you're pulling down a 30 inch wall oven, you know, you have 6 inches,
really
like
tight.
You're really there.
Yeah.
I mean, you're really backed
side.
Into a corner or you're trying to get to a side to get into an oven. So that's why I like the side swing, get the oven out of the door out of the way and really be able to have full access.
Because those side swing doors really do open all the way.
Absolutely.
So you really have full access into that oven, which makes it nice.
Yep.
Now dimensions, you know, we talk about just dimensions with appliances in general. The most common size you see is really a 30 inch wall oven.
Yep.
They make them in 27 inches and 24 inches, depending on spacing and cabinet size. 30 is kind of the standard size there.
Yeah.
The other consideration there is a single wall oven or a double wall oven. And then certainly a lot of other options with a combination or a certain kind of oven above a single wall oven. So what are your thoughts there?
So let's work with 30 inches is not a lot of them. It's 98% of them.
Yeah.
27 was the standard 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. There's no dollar difference, cost difference between 27 and 30, and you have way less options of 27.
Yeah.
It's kind of a dying animal.
Definitely.
So I think absolutely, whether you think, oh, I don't use the wall oven enough, I can save a few inches for something else, put in 30 because for resale value.
For sure.
Okay, that's number one. Number two would be the 24-inch wall oven is absolutely a niche for a smaller galley mm-hmm. kitchen or space. Again, many times, folks, you're not saving money for the size. So it all comes down to personal preference for you, but also you want to look forward to resale value. And I will tell you, most people have 30 inch wall ovens, so they would walk into a kitchen seeing anything 27 or 24 and might be like, wow, love the space, love the kitchen cabinets, but that wall oven's tiny and it may end up becoming a reason why someone doesn't buy.
Right.
Okay. Second to that would be double wall oven versus single wall oven, which is a consideration. Many people say to me, well, I don't need a double wall oven. It's just a couple of us, or we don't entertain that often. We use one oven. Again, I'm going to tell you, no one in a resale walks into any home, sees two wall ovens and says, I hate this kitchen. It has too much cooking.
Yeah.
So my thought there is, a lot of times, again, it's cost negligible between single or double, because most people that do single are then putting some type of speed, steam, or microwave above it. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But when you're done building it, many times a double wall oven is less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it really just appeals to the masses. And it's not so much what you use Monday through Friday, because I think we could all work on any size wall oven most of the time.
Yeah.
But it is when you entertain and have a lot of people in the space that you either learn to love your kitchen or hate your kitchen real quick. And I think more cooking's better, because that is when everyone stands in the kitchen and it's nice to be able to take the stress off and have things yep. cooking at different temperatures and multiple racks. So that's my rant on double wall oven. When you get back to that single though, now you're in a space where, listen, I can't fit a double, I don't want a double, or you just say, I want the single, fine, that's your choice. A lot of times you can do a unitized that has a built-in drop-down microwave speed oven
yep.
of some sort above. That's all one clean piece. That's what I recommend.
Mm-hmm.
The other way to do it is to do two individual pieces and put one above the other. When you do one above the other, you're always gonna match brands. So like as an example,
yeah, for sure.
A Miele speed oven, steam oven,
yep.
which they make a great steam oven, you are not gonna put below a Bosch wall,
right.
wall oven.
Yeah.
That just wouldn't go well together,
mm-hmm.
okay? Which leads me back to, okay, I'm doing this single wall oven. I understand all that, Dennis. What am I picking? Am I picking a steam? Am I picking a speed? Am I picking a straight microwave? That is really now up to you. Steam is something we're all enamored with.
Absolutely.
We know by our blog posts and our social, people like it. They want to understand more about it. Healthy cooking. Speed can do a lot more than just steam, depending on the speed, like Gaggenau steam, we talk about all the time. It's
yep.
it's a true cooking vessel.
Absolutely.
It can do everything. You can bake in it.
Yep.
You know, we talk about Miele having a really good one, but there's Wolf and Thermador
yep.
have amazing ones. And truth be told, Wolf is the number one yourself.
Yep.
Right, of all of them. So knowing all those things, I think, you know, steam is something that you should get into a store that has it and talk about it, but it can do a lot more than traditional. It does cost more.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have these combi ovens that are a microwave and an oven, kind of like a convection
yep.
oven, but even different, because they can do even a little bit more. I love combi ovens. I mean, combi ovens just give you that kind of they don't give you the space, but they give you the ability to really baking it
mm-hmm.
and really use it more like you would a regular oven
yeah.
and as a microwave.
Right, and it saves space elsewhere too
yeah.
of not having to put
no
a microwave.
No preheat time, yep. really fast, yep. really efficient. So I do like combi ovens,
mm-hmm.
I think for the masses. And then for everyone else, a straight microwave. You might just say, hey, not that fancy. Don't
yeah.
need all those things. And a microwave. You know, I think in cost, a microwave is going to be your least expensive, combi,
yeah.
and then steam.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
And, you know, so just in general, it sounds like too, you know, a double oven versus kind of one of those combination ovens with the speed oven and a single oven underneath. I think most people get a lot more flexibility
they
that
do.
Way versus using a double oven every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, really, and what we find is those people that have a speed or even a steam oven, they almost use that oven more so every single day. And then that single oven or the bottom oven is kind of what's used when you're having a party or when you're having people
over.
So
let's talk about that. I would challenge you in 90% of the cases mm-hmm. though, if space could be worked out, a double wall oven with a separate microwave or microwave draw
yep.
would still be less expensive than doing a single wall oven
mm-hmm.
with a combi speed or a single wall oven with a steam oven.
Yep.
So it really, again, comes down to space. If you can maximize and have full flexibility, a
yep.
double and a microwave separately, you have the all worlds handled.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times you're gonna save money. But it is the yin and yang of space. You know, what cabinets can you give up or live without?
All right, that's great. So wall oven 101. If you have any questions, like I said, definitely ask those questions. We're going to absolutely dig deeper into some of these topics in different episodes and hope you learned something. Thanks.
Thank you. And don't forget to follow us on social media for appliance tips and updates from Yale Appliance.
Your feedback is what shapes our series. Like what you saw, give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and drop your thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you.
Stay informed and inspired on all your appliance needs. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.